Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Kate, thank you very much. Still to come in the next hour of this programme, a Boston jury deliberates following the trial of the Irish firefighter Terence Crosby. We'll get the latest from there. And the gathering will, of course, debate the stories that made the headlines this week. And we've plenty more to come too before 12 midday. Now, though, US President Donald Trump has announced an immediate end to all trade negotiations with one of its closest neighbours, Canada. This comes following the release of a Canadian government anti-US tariff ad that features a speech by the former Republican President Ronald Reagan on the damage of trade tariffs. President Trump says the ad is fake and egregious behaviour. Let's get more on this now with Graham Finley, who's a lecturer in the School of Politics and International Relations at UCD. But before we get into it, let's hear the ad at the centre of all of this.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
So that's the ad. So, Graham, what's the background to this announcement by President Donald Trump? He's clearly really annoyed that the ad was aired in the United States.
He aired it in the United States because it's a very exciting time in the United States. The Toronto Blue Jays are in the World Series, and it was aired by the Ford administration in Ontario. Ontario has a lot to lose in any kind of tariff situation with the United States, and Ford has been very, very outspoken. So it's not surprising that he's using this ad campaign to put pressure on Republican politicians.
Is it fair, though, that now Mark Carney and the entire Canadian administration is being blamed for this by Donald Trump when really this is an Ontario issue?
It is. It's not fair, but since when was dealing with Donald Trump fair? Just a day ago, Mark Carney, the actual Prime Minister of Canada, gave an important speech talking about how Canada really has to pivot away from the United States and concretely set the goal of doubling Canada's trade with the rest of the world in the next few years. It's really, really going to be difficult when we have such a long border and such an intertwined economies. But as he said in the speech, all of our assets, all of that trade has now become a vulnerability, and he's going to reach out to India and China. They're already trying to get better relationships with Europe. There's even talk about Canada joining the European Union, which would be pretty strange, and so on, because Canada just is really tired of this and yet really scared. Canadians really, really see the damage already being done to some of our key industries, and it's not pretty. And they're bracing themselves for a few more years of a real hardship as a result.
Well, let's come back to the ad, because President Trump said in block capitals overnight that it's fake, as I mentioned, an egregious behavior. Is it fake?
No. I mean, that audio from Reagan has been well known for quite a long time and is used by Trump's domestic critics to bash Trump's tariffs. It's in the public domain. So when you see the Reagan Presidential Library and Foundation saying they're looking into their legal options, they don't have many, because all of these presidential speeches are not just in the public domain. And I mean, the clip is on YouTube, even the link from the Reagan Library. But also, these things belong to the people of America. And, you know, Donald Trump may not understand these kind of archival responsibilities very well, but, you know, there's really not much they can do. So I think they're probably just trying to keep on Trump's good side.
What would you expect is happening now? Because we can imagine that Mark Carney might be making frantic phone calls to the Ontario Premier Doug Ford and saying, withdraw this thing, get rid of it, say you're sorry so we can get these negotiations back on track. But then on the other side, we know since Mark Carney came to office that he has been quite robust in his dealings with Donald Trump too.
Yeah, I mean, this is a weirder part of this. I mean, you know, Canada has a confederate system, but it does have give a lot of powers to the provinces. And Doug Ford is much more, you know, he doesn't, you know, Carney doesn't have, he doesn't have to play ball with Carney if Carney doesn't want to. Carney has a pretty good relationship with Trump as of a few days ago or a few weeks ago. I mean, they were caught on a hot mic at the Gaza sort of peace summit in Egypt, where he described him as President Carney, and Carney gently said off what he thought was off mic, that he promoted him to president. And Trump said, it's a good thing I didn't call you governor. And they were sort of joking about it. So I think Carney has a good relationship with Trump when he's in the room with him. But he, you know, that doesn't count very much at 2 o'clock in the morning when Trump is canceling trade talks.
You spoke about the impact now of the tariff row on Canada and Canadian trade. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So, I mean, the key industries now, the biggest worry Canadians have about this latest Trump temper tantrum or tariff tantrum is that the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada agreement, trade will be affected. You know, currently the deal with the Trump administration is that he will abide by the tariffs on those goods which are covered by that. And that includes a lot of the biggest exports to the United States. But, you know, even so, the new tariffs which Trump has imposed are really affecting sort of Canada's big industries, oil, lumber, gas, steel, and automobile parts. All this friction is really going to hurt the Canadian economy. If you drive south from Toronto to the American border, you're often stuck in traffic. You just look at giant automobile plants, mm-hmm. and huge steel mills, and you know every tiny little bit of friction across that border is going to drive up the price of products in the United States, but is a really real uncertainty for the Canadian outposts of those big manufacturers. We've seen in the United States that steel tariffs in particular have raised steel jobs, you know, in the United States, but have killed jobs to a much greater degree in industries which depend on foreign steel.
I mean, every country in the world has been grappling with this since the tariff issue raised its head. How do you deal with Donald Trump and his unpredictability? And here, I suppose, we have evidence of how it can be very risky to push back too much.
It can be. I mean, it's probably like was guaranteed to get his attention because it was on TV. And we know that Donald Trump watches a lot of TV. Every country in the world is trying to figure out how to do this. They're kind of hoping that cooler heads will prevail or that they'll be able to cut yet another deal. But none of this is the way you should be doing policy. And again, I think it really sets out the distinction between Reagan and Trump. I think Trump is very ambivalent about the Reagan legacy and that legacy of sort of internationalism, free trade, largely pro-immigration, you know, but also sort of a stability to policy. Is really something the rest of the world is longing for. And the Republican Party has moved far to the right of Reagan. But it all comes down to, you know, the unpredictability of Trump and just the fact that he's prepared to roil international markets, you know, and cause real chaos like every single day. And again, you know, the reasons for which tariffs are being imposed just at the whim of the president is going to be coming up for a Supreme Court review soon. And you just have to wonder whether, you know, all the really random reasons and tariffs he's imposing can really stand up in the long term.
And of course, it's going to be in the American administration's interest to get these talks back on track as quickly as possible, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's certainly in the interest of Republican politicians who I think the government of Ontario is trying to put pressure on. You see a lot of Republican politicians, including especially in the Senate, deciding they're not going to run again. People like Johnny Ernst in Iowa, because the tariffs, you know, on soybeans, for example, on Chinese imports and China's refusal to buy soybeans is really killing various farmers. So it's in absolutely everybody's interest in the United States to have some kind of stable arrangement. But when you have a situation when Trump imposes tariffs on Brazil because they indicted his friend Bolsonaro for an actual coup, you know, it's just not a real world of any kind of sensible economics.
All right, we'll leave it there, Graeme. Thank you very much. That is Graeme Finley there, who's lecturing in the School of Politics and International Relations at UCD.